أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the 26th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and that only means that there is only a few days left to enjoy the blessings and forgiveness and pardon and mercy from our Creator. And as we have been going through this series of traditions from the Prophet and his noble family on the importance of the Quran, we have been spending the last 26 nights and days in reading and reflecting and thinking upon the Quran in our nightly sessions when in our own religious centers or at home. And hopefully we've also been able to gain a better appreciation for the Quran through these traditions from the noble Prophet and his immaculate family. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Today in our tradition, we want to look at another statement from the beloved messenger of God, the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he speaks about three specific blessings which will be given to those who listen to the Quran. Now, this is something which we spoke about earlier on in the month of Ramadan, of the importance of not only reading the Quran, but also to listen to the Quran when it is being recited. Whether we be at home or maybe in a religious center and the Quran is being recited, it obviously is very disrespectful to not listen to the Quran, to engage in small talk, in activities on our phones, on our gadgets. We should take that opportunity when the Quran is being read to actually gain from the mercy and the blessings which Allah is keeping in store for those who actively listen to the verses of the Quran being read. And in the tradition for today from the noble messenger, he wishes to share the following piece of information as has been narrated in the books of traditions. And the Prophet has been reported to have said the following. One who listens to the Quran while it is being recited will be kept away from the evils of this world, and one who recites the Quran will be kept away from the trials of the hereafter. And the person who listens to even one verse of the Book of Allah, this is better for him than possessing a mansion of gold. Here we see that the beloved Prophet is giving us again a metaphysical blessing, something that perhaps we cannot quantify or physically comprehend in the life of this transient world. But he's giving us a promise of three specific things which are in store for the individual who listens to the Quran being recited. And as we mentioned, that the blessings are there even for the people who listen to the Quran, because this is the word of God. As the Quran itself says, it is a mercy, it is a healing, it is a cure for what is in our hearts, what ails us. And so the Prophet tells us at the first level that we will be kept away from evils of this world through listening to the recitation of the Quran. At the second level, he tells us that the difficulties of the world to come, the trials of the hereafter, will also be removed, will be alleviated from this individual who listens to the Quran. And last but not least, he says that to listen to even one verse of the Book of God to be recited would be better for us than having a mansion of gold. Now again, these are metaphysical realities. These are not things that we can perhaps necessarily quantify feel within our hands or understand through the senses that we have been given. But, we take the word of the Prophet and we take his explanation in this particular tradition to give us this understanding of the importance of listening to the Quran, that we will be kept away, as he says, from the evils of this world. And we know that there are so many evils, problems, challenges that are facing and that can face an individual. And one of the ways to try to alleviate these evils is to listen to the Quran. Obviously, as we have spoken about in the past, and we repeat again, that this is only the first step in appreciating the Quran, is to listen to it. We need to actively recite the Quran and actively work to understand the content of the Quran. It's not enough just to hear it, but rather, because the Quran is a book of guidance, it is a book of inspiration, it is a book of wisdom, then the ultimate goal should be to gain knowledge, insight, wisdom, spiritual proximity to our Creator through connecting to this holy book. As the Prophet also says, is that to protect ourselves and to ward off the calamities of the world to come, the hereafter, is also to be in connection and constant touch with the noble Quran. And he closes off by telling us that this book is so valuable. It is so beautiful. It has so much eloquence and elegance to it. And it should be so beloved to us that it is better than having a mansion full of gold to hear one verse of the Quran being recited. You know, this just gives us an understanding of what kind of a reward Allah has in place for us who listen to the Quran, that were we to have, on one hand, to listen to one verse of the Quran, and on the other hand, to possess a home, a mansion made out of gold, the Messenger shows us that it would be better to recite and to listen to one verse of the Quran. So as we conclude, and as we get in these last days of the month of Ramadan, let us try to double down and try to recite and listen to more and more of the Quran, because in a few days, once the new moon is seen for the month of Shawwal to close off the month of Ramadan, these blessings that were within this blessed month, the bounties, the mercies will be gone from us until the next month of Ramadan. And only our Lord knows whether we will be alive to see that next month of Ramadan and to enjoy the blessings and favors and mercies of our Creator. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.